بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. ما بعد، اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا وزدنا علما يا رب العالمين. Respected brothers and elders, Alhamdulillah. We are continuing from yesterday's conversation on the lives of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, the companions of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, those who, mashallah, have received the title from Allah radiallahu anhum wa radu'an. Allah is pleased with them and they are pleased with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is the greatest of all titles that a person can receive in this world. And so when you're looking at a role model, like Sheikh said very beautifully, the superheroes of our time and the superheroes of all times are the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. When a person wants to advance themselves in their deen, all they have to do is look at the lives of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then inshallah follow their way. And like we said from yesterday, Sayyidina Abdullah radiallahu anhu, he said, "Man kana mustannan falyastanna biman qad mat." Whoever wants to follow a lifestyle, follow the lifestyle of the companions of the Prophet, follow those who have passed away. Because those who are alive, you don't know if fitna will come to them. But those who passed away, alhamdulillah, you know what they died on. They died on the kalima, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. And so he was indicating towards following the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because of the fact, again, if a person wants to advance themselves, we all think about leveling up, mashallah, in life. Everyone understands this. They say they don't want to work the normal employee job. So they want to move up in life, subhanAllah. So they want to get the higher level job in the corporate ladder. So they try their best to work this up, right? Or someone, mashallah, is playing like some type of video game and they're at this one level one. They're like, I don't want to stay on level one. The whole thing is that we want to increase and advance to get higher and higher. Someone's talking about some Dark Souls games, subhanAllah. And the same exact concept, right? That a person can advance themselves. How do you advance yourself in your deen? Find the Sahaba radiallahu anhum and see what sunnahs they followed and then follow those sunnahs. So, mashallah, we talked about yesterday about one of the most mubarak and blessed sunnahs of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that which we need to revive in our lives, which is what? The sunnah of Qiyamul Layl, the sunnah of Tahajjud and Ibadah, that a person stands at nighttime worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, crying before Allah and showing his humility and desperation before Allah. What I mean is that a person realizes how weak they are. This is the thing today, unfortunately, may Allah forgive us. We've taken in the lifestyle of independence, the idea that we are not dependent on anyone. I work for myself, I live for myself, me, myself, and I am an independent woman, whatever it is, Allah knows. The idea that a person can just continuously think that they're independent. You are not independent. When will you realize your dependency? When you hit the qabr. Hatta zurtumul maqabir. Today, subhanAllah, and yesterday, Allahu Akbar, we buried two people, right? Two janazas performed, Allahu Akbar. And this is the haqiqa, the reality of insan, the haqiqatul insan. It is the time of death. Because at that time, you don't leave behind any wealth, any health, nothing is there for you. All you have left is whatever is on, mashallah, the body, which is absolutely nothing, the kafan. And subhanAllah, at that time, a person realizes what is valuable to them. Ibad and a'mal will be so valuable. So this is a reminder for myself, for everyone, inshallah. Look at this, remember this, subhanAllah, what we spoke yesterday. يَتَرَاوَحُونَ بَيْنَ جِبَاهِهِمْ أَقْدَامِهِمْ SubhanAllah, that they used to take rest between their foreheads and their feet. Meaning that when they stood up for too long in Qiyam, they would go to Sajda and take rest in Sajda, meaning they worship Allah so long in Sajda. And when they became tired of Sajda, they would get up and do Qiyam again. This was the regular routine of Sahaba radiallahu anhu. These were the warriors, mujahideen in the day, and they were people that were ruhban fil layl. They were the ones who were farsan fil nahar wa ruhban fil layl. They were the warriors and the horsemen at the time of the day and mashallah, worshippers of Allah at nighttime. Establishing ta'alluq ma'allah. And we're going to hear it today, inshallah. What a beautiful reminder this is. So we'll continue, inshallah. We'll start off with this one. وخرج ابن نعيم أيضا نبي صالح رحمه الله تعالى قال دخل ضرار بن ضمرة الكناني على معاوية رضي الله عنه. ضرار بن ضمرة, he enters upon Sayyidina Muawiyah رضي الله عنه. At that time, Sayyidina Muawiyah was the Khalifa of the Muslims. فقال له صف لي عليا. So Muawiyah رضي الله عنه said, please describe for me Ali رضي الله عنه. As you all know, subhanAllah, very famously, there was a very controversy between them both. Ikhtilafat happens between everyone. And subhanAllah, no one is free from it. And ultimately, it will happen. And it's the way that you deal with it and the love that you show to the other side, that is the test from Allah Ta'ala. Meaning that subhanAllah, you will disagree, right? What does Allah say in the Quran? وَلَا يَزَالُونَ مُخْتَلِفِينَ إِلَّا مَنْ رَحِمَ رَبُّكَ وَلِذَٰلِكَ خَلَقَهُمْ. They will continue to differ. Allah says that's why He created them. So they could differ. But the test from Allah when people differ is that we need to see how you treat your opponent and your enemy when you differ. So Sayyidina Muawiyah radiallahu anhu said, Sif li Ali and describe Ali radiallahu anhu for me.
Bilal says, "Awatu'funi, ya Amir al-Mu'mineen." He says, "Please excuse me, Amir al-Mu'mineen. I don't want to describe." He said, "Please don't." He said, "La u'fika." He said, "I don't excuse you. I want you to describe Ali radiallahu anhu for me." And mashallah, he said, "Amma idha id labud." He said, "If this is necessary, fa innahu kana wallahi ba'id al-mada, shadid al-quwa." He says, "Subhanallah, he was someone who was so far thinking, ba'id al-mada, as far as the eye could see, the extent of what humans could understand." Ali radiallahu anhu had, mashallah, a depth of understanding. To shadid al-quwa, he had such strength, mashallah, both physically and spiritually. Yaqulu faslan, he would say decisive. His words were decisive. وَيَحْكُمُ عَدَلًا, and he would, subhanAllah, be someone that he would decide with justice. يَتَفَجَّرُ عِلْمُ مِنْ جَوَانِبِهِ. Riyad, mashallah, I tell you, Allahu Akbar, when he described, this is why he said, "I don't want to describe, because when I start, Allah knows when I will stop about talking about the sifat of these people, Ali radiallahu anhu." You take this as a reminder. This is the person, mashallah, living his life for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When he left this world, people talk about him in these beautiful ways. When you and I pass this way in this world, well, how will people discuss us? How will people describe us? Oh, he was in the shop all day. He was always in his business. You know, some of our kids may not even know us enough to describe who we were. May Allah forgive, but this is how we live our lives. They only take from what we did from our a'mal. You show them from your actions. My father, mashallah, may Allah keep him long life and mashallah healthy and with afiyah, ya Rab. But subhanAllah, I can't tell you a lot of nice words that he said in life, but I can tell you from his a'mal that he was a hard worker. He would wake up at 4 a.m. every morning, and he would come back at home 7 p.m. He would work the whole time. His 4 a.m. was his tahajjud and his fajr. And then, mashallah, he worked the whole day, come back 7 p.m. He didn't get to talk to us because he was working, you know, overtime, etc., to gain money for the family. And I only realized when I got older about how amazing of a person he was, mashallah, and how amazing a person he still is. So keeping this in mind, the a'mal is what people will remember. So having said that, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, yatafajjaru ilmu min jawanibihi. The knowledge was bursting from his sides. Tantiqu al-hikmatu min nawahihi. Hikmah would speak from, he would speak, hikmah would speak from all corners. يستوحش من الدنيا وزهرتها. He would be so foreign, subhanAllah, wahsha, the idea of like a wild animal. When you see the dunya, he would see, feel like he's in a wild area, a location where he's not comfortable anymore. SubhanAllah, I don't want to speak today, mashallah, but we went to a wedding this morning. Some brothers were there, subhanAllah. I was so uncomfortable, subhanAllah. Yeah, ajeeb, the amount of Allahu Akbar. It just seems like at the time of a wedding, we forget all deen and everything of deen, all of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam sunnah, just out the window. At the time, don't call us Muslim, we'll just be something else. And it breaks my heart when I see it. I tell you, I want to cry because of this, right? But this is what a person should feel when you're seeing ibad of Allah Ta'ala, you know, not being respected anymore. The dunya, when we see it, we should be people who are foreign to it. So he would feel when he was in the dunya, يستوحش ويستأنس بالليل وظلمته. He would find himself so foreign in the day. And at nighttime, he finds such comfort in his darkness. So he would find himself in the daytime in the dunya, like he didn't belong here. And at nighttime, subhanAllah, you would see him with such comfort and luxury. He's like, he's enjoying himself. He's living the life at nighttime. SubhanAllah, we are living our life in other ways. We're just typing away, stretching our phones, whatever it is. We're doing all these different things at nighttime. At night, subhanAllah, we are using this time to look at people's messages and speak to people on Instagram and discuss these things. Night is not for conversation bin nas. Night is for conversation bi khaliqin nas. That you're supposed to use the nighttime not to talk to mankind. You're supposed to talk to the creator of mankind. Look at Ali radiallahu anhu. Kana wallahi ghazir al-abara. He was someone, mashallah, that used to have such overwhelming tears, overflowing tears. Tawil al-fikra. They said that he was someone who he had such deep thinking. يُقَلِّبُ كَفَّهُ وَيُخَاطِبُ نَفْسَهُ. He would flip his hands, meaning that he would say, like, you know, afsos, right? Like وَيُخَاطِبُ نَفْسَهُ. He would talk about himself and say, Ali, what's wrong with you? Ali, what's wrong matter with you? You know, subhanAllah, we're very good at accusing others. Very good at accusing others. SubhanAllah, Ali radiallahu anhu said, accuse yourself. Learn to reprimand yourself. Learn to say, why did you say that, Shakir? Why did you speak to that person like that? You know, muhasaba, right? Muhasaba. We're missing this sunnah. That you come at nighttime and say, Ya Allah, why did I do that? SubhanAllah, that will save you on qiyam in ways you can never even imagine. The tawbah of the night, when a person says, Ya Allah, why did I do? Allahu Akbar, you will see such Allah that will love those words on qiyam. He says, look at you. MashaAllah, you used to reprimand yourself. Allahu Akbar. The tawbah you made at nighttime was so beautiful. يُعْجِبُهُ مِنَ اللِّبَاسِ مَا قَصُرُ. He used to like the simple clothes. وَمِنَ الطَّعَامِ مَا جَشُبُ. And he used to like the food which was coarse and rough. SubhanAllah, we go to a da'wat, right? Allahu Akbar, whatever da'wat it is, right? Even if a person's family member died, SubhanAllah, a time when the people are grieving, we'll go in there and we'll eat from the biryani and the different foods and say, food wasn't so good, 1 out of 5. Zabiha.com, 1 out of 5. The guy's house, don't go to Mawashik's house anymore, it's too bad. The food is terrible there. You guys are fine, mashallah, don't worry. The thing is that subhanAllah, when people go, mashallah, even to places to eat, Allahu Akbar, we're still, you know, the whole evaluation is how good was the food? Allah forgive, man. The whole evaluation is, the whole muhasabah is how good was the food. That's all our life is. That's at-ta'am wa sharab, right? Kulu wa tamatta'u. That's all it is. We're just eating and enjoying, eating and enjoying. This is not what life is about. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu said, if the food was coarse, he loved that the most. SubhanAllah, where is he and where are we? Which valley is he and which valley are we in? Sayyidina Ali radiallahu kana wallahi ka ahadina yudinina idha atainahu. You're thinking, SubhanAllah, this guy must have been, if he's like this, man, SubhanAllah, it must have not been nice to enjoy to be around him. Kana idha ka ahadina yudinina. He was like one of us. Yudinina, he would bring us close idha atainahu. When we would come to him, he would bring us close and talk to us like we were friends. So you're like, SubhanAllah, what an amazing guy. His own self, SubhanAllah, he holds himself to such a degree. But when it came to people, mashallah, he meshed with them and he loved them so much. This is Rasulullah SAW's Mubarak Sunnah. When you met the Prophet SAW, you would feel like you were the most beloved person to him. To the point that Amr ibn As radiallahu anhu, he said, I am the most beloved to Rasulullah SAW, right? He's like, I am the most beloved to him. So he went to the Prophet SAW and said, Ya Rasulullah, who do you love the most? And he says, Man habbun nasi ilayk. He said, Aisha, right? The Prophet SAW said, Aisha radiallahu anha. And he goes and says, No, min al-rijal. He says, No, from the men. He said, Abu Bakr. Shoot, subhanAllah. Okay, let's strike one, right? Then he goes, Thumma man, then one. He says, Umar. And they go, Thumma man. He's like, Osman. Thumma Ali. And then he's like, he got a little disappointed. He's like, maybe I'm not even on the list, subhanAllah. So maybe I should stop talking now, subhanAllah. Right? This is a good sunnah to learn that maybe we should stop talking after a while. Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam had this Mubarak sunnah. Sahaba radiallahu lived their life like that. وَيُجِيبُنَا إِذَا سَأَلْنَاهُ. He would answer us when we asked him. وَكَانَ مَعَ تَقَرُّبِهِ إِلَيْنَا وَقُرْبِهِ مِنَّا لَا نُكَلِّمُهُ هَيْبَةً لَهُ. Even though he was so close to us and we had such closeness to him, we would not speak to him out of reverence for him. We should say, oh, how could we speak to Ali? What could we say that would benefit his time? This is the thing, right? SubhanAllah, thinking about what would benefit the other person when I speak to them. This is Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. فَإِنْ تَبَسَّمَ. They said when he smiled, فَعَنْ مِثْلِ اللُّؤْلُؤِ الْمَنْظُومِ. As if they were, mashallah, threaded and pearls that were put onto a necklace, mashallah, when he used to smile. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. يُعَذِّمُ أَهْلَ الدِّينِ. He would used to magnify and glorify the people of deen. وَيُحِبُّ الْمَسَاكِينِ. He used to love the poor people. وَلَا يَطْمَعُ الْقَوِيُّ فِي بَاطِلِهِ. The strong person could never desire in Ali radiallahu anhu giving a false ruling or, you know, on the falsehood of the qawi, of the strong person. وَلَا يَيَّسُ الضَّعِيفُ مِنْ عَدْلِهِ. And the weak person could never feel despondent off of the justice of Ali radiallahu anhu. He said, if I go near Ali, of course I will there's hope for me to get my justice. فَأُشْهِدُ بِاللَّهِ لَقَدْ رَأَيْتُ فِي بَعْدِ مَوَاقِفِهِ. He said, SubhanAllah, he said, Dirar said, Wallahi, I take qasam by Allah. I saw Ali radiallahu at the places when he used to stand before Allah. وَقَدْ أَرْخَى اللَّيْلُ سُدُولَهُ. This is like some famous very poem today nowadays, mashallah, right? Arkha Layl, something. This Ali radiallahu anhu, he said about him when the night had dropped his curtain, وَغَارَتْ نُجُومُهُ, and all the stars had disappeared. He said, I was with Ali radiallahu anhu. يَمِيلُ فِي مِحْرَابِهِ. He was swaying in his mihrab. قَابِدًا عَلَى لِحْيَتِهِ. He was grabbing his beard. يَتَمَلْمَأُ تَمَلْمُوَ السَّلِيمُ. He used to be like, he used to, Allahumma salli Muhammad, he was like, he was, Allahumma salli Muhammad, he was like complaining and what you call of a person who's healthy, he would be complaining and uttering against himself. وَيَبْكِي بُكَاءَ الْحَزِينِ. And he would be crying, the crying of a person who's going through such depression and anxiety. كَأَنِّي أَسْمَعُهُ الْآنِ. He says, Dirar says, I remember his words so well, as if I'm hearing them right now. وَهُوَ يَقُولُ يَا رَبَّنَا يَا رَبَّنَا. He used to say, Ya Allah, Ya Allah. يَتَضَرُّعُ إِلَيْهِ. He used to humble himself before Allah. ثُمَّ يَقُولُ لِلدُّنْيَا. Then he used to talk to the dunya. Listen to these words, mashallah. What will we say to the dunya? Oh, dunya. मैं तो मोहब्बत करता हूँ, मैं तो दुनिया, हम तो अनेक ओ माशाल्लाह भालोबाशी, माशाल्लाह आई लव यू सो मच दुनिया, राइट? तो वाला उहिबु किया दुनिया, राइट? दुनिया कम मोर, प्लीज कम मोर टू मी, करीबी नहीं है दुनिया, प्लीज कम टू मी दुनिया. लुक एट अली रदी टॉकिंग टू द दुनिया, ही सेज इलैया तगररती इलैया तशवफती. ही सेज आर यू ट्राइंग टू डिसीव मी, राइट? आर यू ट्राइंग टू एंटीसिपेट माय फॉल? हाय 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 हाय, हाउ फार फार गुर्री गैरी. ही सेज डिसीव समवन एल्स. ही सेज टॉक टू द दुनिया लाइक सो. قَدْ بَدَتْتُكِ ثَلَاثًا. I gave you talaq 3 times. This is the haram talaq. You're not supposed to do this one. Okay, subhanAllah. This is the hardcore one, right? This is the professional level, subhanAllah. Astaghfirullah. This is something you don't do. He says, قَدْ بَدَتْتُكِ ثَلَاثًا. Oh, dunya, I gave you talaq 3 times. Don't come near me anymore. That's what that means. فَعُمْرُكِ قَصِيرٌ. Your life is short. وَمَجْلُكِ الْمَجْلُكِ حَقِيرٌ. Your sitting is a very disgraced and lowly sitting. وَخَطْرُكِ يَسِيرٌ and whatever I can get from you is very little. مِنْ قِلَّةِ الزَّادِ وَبُعْدِ السَّفَرِ وَوَحْشَةِ الطَّرِيقِ. He says, wah, wah, thinking about how far is this path, how distant is this road, and how little of provisions I have. فَوَقَفَتْ دُمُوعُ مُعَاوِيَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ. Hearing this about Ali رضي الله عنه crying at night time, this is ibadah. At the daytime, he's so nice with the people. At nighttime, he's worshiping Allah. He used to say, Ali, at the end of this, Dilar, he looks around, he sees Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, his tears, Dumu'u Muawiyah ala lihyatihi, they have, mashallah, poured onto his beard, ma yamlikuha wa ja'ala yanshifuha bikammihi. He could not contain his tears anymore. He was wiping it away with his hand, with his sleeve. He was moving it away with his sleeve. فَوَقَدْ اِخْتَنَقَ الْقَوْمِ. And then Dilar looks around and he sees the whole people choking. Why? Bilbuka, because they're crying over their tears. They're hearing about Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu and thinking about themselves. And think about what an amazing person was Ali. Imagine this person was alive. What kind of person would this be? SubhanAllah. This is the role model for us. This is the example for us. When we meet with the people, how do people remember us? And when we're with Allah, how does Allah talk about us? And how do we talk about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? This is the thing people need to think about. Today, subhanAllah, this is very absent from our lives. To make this ibadah at nighttime, to worship Allah ta'ala, to bring out some emotion, subhanAllah. Today, subhanAllah, people feel so strange to cry. And I find it so disheartening. I said, SubhanAllah, you should not feel strange to cry. Ali radiallahu used to cry before Allah. And they used to say, Ya Ali, how do you cry? Wa anta asadullahi wa rasuli. You're the lion of Allah and His Messenger. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You're the lion of Allah. How do you cry? He said, Inda Allah, laysa, there's no la asada inda Allah. There's no lion before Allah ta'ala. When we cry before Allah. We show Allah our tears. People, SubhanAllah, they are not able to leave their addictions. They are not able to leave their haram. They're not able to get anything from the dunya, let alone from the akhirah. SubhanAllah, the way you get it is that you come before Allah in sajda and you cry your eyes out and you wet the jainamas, the musalla, with your tears. And that's how a person will receive from Allah Ta'ala. This type of human being lived in this world. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. Okay, that can Abu Hassan rahimullah. Dirad said, this was Abu Hassan Ali radiallahu anhu. Kayfa wajaduka Ali ya Dirad. So Sayyidina Muawiyah, I'm sorry, said, this was Ali. I told you in the beginning, right? When people disagree and they have this, right? People have a very bad tendency to disrespect each other. Ali radiallahu anhu, Muawiyah radiallahu anhu said, this was Abu Hassan. I remember him like that. That was my friend, Abu Hassan, Ali radiallahu anhu. He says, oh, Dilar, how do you feel after losing him? He said, wajtu man dubish. I feel like the pain of the person who was slaughtered, I feel that pain. Wahiduha fi hijriha la tarqa dam'uha. He talked about it. He talked about how a woman, she would remain in her room and her tears would not stop. Wala yaskunu huznuha, and her sadness would never stop. He said, this is the feeling of a person, subhanAllah. I tell you, subhanAllah, these sunnahs of our Sahaba radiallahu anhu are still there for all of us to follow, inshallah. I tell everyone, inshallah, that first and foremost, learn to correct your connection with Allah. This is the most important thing you have to do in this life. Before you leave this dunya, correct your connection. Make the ta'alluq with Allah. Learn to be a person who depends on Allah alone and trusts Allah alone and relies on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. And then when you get that fear, that understanding and that love and affection of Allah, then Allah will love you. When Allah loves you, He will take care of all your means and all your needs and all your hajat, and everything will be taken care of by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But I tell everyone, inshallah, to work on this, develop this. Pray 2 rakats, inshallah. Don't be scared of the salah. People, subhanAllah, can spend hours on the phone. Isn't it crazy how much time we can spend on the phone? Isn't it crazy to us how much time a person can go through WhatsApp and go through Facebook and Instagram? And we tell people, just pray 2 rakats. They're like, they like start shaking, have like seizures or something, subhanAllah. Right? You have the salah. What the heck is this, subhanAllah? Getting terrified of salah, this is not the way of a Muslim. Learn to pray and worship Allah Ta'ala. People, subhanAllah, worry about Palestinians and all these different things. I remind you, subhanAllah, these sunnahs before you, inshallah. Learn to adopt this, mashallah ta'ala. Learn to live this life, inshallah ta'ala. May Allah grant us tawfiq, inshallah, and make it easy for all of us, inshallah ta'ala. We should try, inshallah, in our time to learn how to pray salah and jama'ah. Most important, inshallah ta'ala. Qiyamul layl, alhamdulillah, is very important. I will remind everyone, inshallah ta'ala, first and foremost, work on you praying your salah and jama'ah. For men, this is a requirement, right? This is something we must do. So trying your best, inshallah, to make the salah and jama'ah. MashaAllah, we like to enjoy, right? So subhanAllah, the people will like the qari to lead the qiyamul layl. I just mentioned, right? They love the qari to lead the qiyamul layl. Like, wow. So nice, mashallah. And I think we like it so much, right? SubhanAllah. But then the next night, we're not praying our own qiyam. Right? So we prayed with the qari. That was nice, mashallah. What about the next night and the next night and next night, right? SubhanAllah. So what did we do to ibadah? We just so we can show people. Oh, look, I prayed the qiyam. What is that going to help you with? The guy who cries over missing his tahajjud is better than the guy who boasts about his tahajjud. The one who cries after missing his tahajjud at night and says, Ya Allah, I wish I stood up for you, is better than the one who gets up and is like, you know what I did last night, honey? He goes up to his wife, starts to brag about it, subhanAllah. May Allah forgive, inshallah. My thing is, inshallah, work on your salah and jama'ah, and inshallah, work on your tahajjud and your qiyam, and pray two rak'ahs before Allah Ta'ala. And please, inshallah, mashallah, the mastura jama'at has come here. Alhamdulillah, I'm talking to the men here. The women need the same reminder. The women need the same exact reminder. Alhamdulillah, 11 a.m. tomorrow, right? Huzaifa bhai, mashallah, bhai Arif's house, inshallah ta'ala. Please, inshallah ta'ala, go and send your sisters and send your mothers and send your daughters there, inshallah ta'ala. That way they can benefit from the reminders, inshallah. May Allah grant us all tawfiq. Wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.